Good morning and wish you all a happy Saturday morning. Today's title for the podcast episode is Today I Tried This Snack and It's Not What You Think. And the subtitle is Content Creation Can Be Fun. What is it that inspired me to write this specific article? That's the first question I asked myself. The following article title is Snackable Content is the Number One Trend in 2023. So that is what, when I read that article, it's written by somebody else. That's what inspired me to write this specific article. What is the one golden nugget that I want to use from the above article right now, right now? Repurpose a long form post and create multiple small snacks. Pick one key takeaway people highlighted and create a short form post. Link to your long form story at the bottom of the snackable content for more. Here is how I applied. So as you've been, I mean, you are listening to my episodes, you also know how I do the content creation for podcast episodes. I put in my time to write the think, write, draft articles. Then I edit them. Or sometimes if it is other publication, I send them, the editors, they do their job and publish it, right? Then I read those articles as a podcast episode. That's my system. That's the system that I follow. It works for me. It makes me feel good that I have kept the discipline of writing as well as podcasting, solo podcast. Okay, once again, I'm going to read the one nugget that I got from reading that article. Repurpose a long form post and create multiple small snacks. Pick one key takeaway people highlighted and create a short form post. Link to your long form story at the bottom of the snackable content for more. Now, how did I apply this? Because I, you know, here's one thing. When I read something or when I watch something, if I don't apply it, I feel like a loser. This is the truth, guys. I know. This is an information age. Does it mean that everything I watch, everything I see, I apply? Absolutely no. Because I have created a discipline of writing, even wherever I go, sometimes I know if my routine is disturbed, then, you know, there is a disruption in my body's energy system and I do not come across to other people as calm and centered as at other times. Okay, so how did I apply? From my Medium back office, I searched Lalita plus self-awareness. Several articles popped up. I picked the first article titled Feeling Sad to Say Goodbye to Sunset, Read This to Light Your Inner Lamp. That's all I did. What are the statements that resonated with my readers and prompted them to highlight or even respond with their comments, insights, takeaways? How does the sunset inspire you? This is what they highlighted, because in that I have asked some question and answer. Whether I watch the sunset from my home or a beach or the mountains, the beautiful sunset, even though it is set down, the orange to red hue always makes me feel cool, comfortable, and fully rested inside my skin. It gives me the potential energy with the reassurance of adequate kinetic energy for running my next day. So people love this and they have highlighted, so I'm reading it aloud for you in this article. Does it speak to you? Now, the next question is, does it speak to you, the sunset? Absolutely. I can hear the following words. Hey Lalita, as the night, the day. I'm always there in some part of the world. I will be back to your part. It is for you to make meaning of my presence and absence. Whether I'm coming as a sunrise, I'm there for you the whole day, and then I'm getting away as sunset. It's for you to make a meaning of my presence and absence. One thing I must tell you. You create your sun or small lamp inside your heart and keep it growing, glowing, regardless of me showing up at sunrise or saying goodbye at sunset. That's what I feel. I'm going to read this because people have highlighted. You create your sun or small lamp inside your heart and keep it glowing regardless of me showing up at sunrise or saying goodbye at sunset. With that said, thank you, Christina God, for giving me a perfect snack because she's the one who wrote. It means a lot to me when I was staring at my blank draft screen. Loved reading articles from these amazing writers, and their names are Nancy Blackman and Anandi Palaniappan. I have quoted their articles. The title is Let God Window the Chaff from Your Soul and Spirituality. And the second article is Taking Baby Steps. With that said, my blurb, please subscribe to my stories by email for the best chance to catch my original works. Your membership fee directly supports Lalita Brahma and other writers. You will also get full access to every story on Medium. Become a member by visiting Lalita Brahma's profile. You can connect with my voice and Lalita's Morning Musings podcast like this one. Here is yet another way I yell help, sorry. And that's lalitabrahma.ladiesofjustice.com. It's a website where you can get access to Legal Shield and Identity Theft Shield programs for personal business, for personal and business. With that said, you have a fantastic day. Bye-bye.